the final game of our Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Day 2 coverage, although there is one more after this in the 5th place bracket, but it's the Fredericktown Blackhats, the 4 seed, and the 5 seed, Bismarck Indians. Jared Pettis with you. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Indians, as they are coached by Brent Hale in his third season. The Boyden Associates opening tip is won by Fredericktown. They go with August Martinez, Austin Dunlap, Carson Strickland, Talon Goodman, and Micah McLean. And McLean going to pick up a rebound after the miss from Blake Terry Brakefield to start this one. Now Bismarck with their first possession. Lobbed inside for Martinez. Martinez working down low. Spin move, fadeaway jumper for Dunlap, and he got it. 2-0. 5-seed leads the 4-seed. 2-0 Bismarck and Fredericktown. The Blackhats start Terry Brakefield, Darion Catchings, David Slinkard, Michael Johnson, and Andrew Robbins. Starting lineups are brought to you by American Family Insurance Agent Harry Peterson at 700 West Carch Boulevard in Farmington, where they are proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. That one's poked away in a Fredericktown turnover, their first. Bismarck, the 5-seed, trying to pad onto their lead. They wear the black uniforms with the wording Bismarck on the front, maroon trimmed in white, numbers on the front and back to match that. And we get a walk and a turnover. Bismarck gives it away for the first time. And a 2-0 deficit, 59 seconds in. Fredericktown in the white jerseys, Cats on the front end, cursive, black, no trim, numbers on the front end, back to match that. This Fredericktown team will be without Tucker Reitzel at least until Thursday. Straight on three, David Slinkard off the mark, airballed and out of bounds. 6:46 to go in the first, 2-0. Opening tip that was won by Fredericktown is brought to you by Boyden Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyden Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. David Slinkard up top for Darion Catchings. Through the lane, kick it back out. Blake Terry Brakefield, left wing three, around and out. The rebound deflected away and pulled down by Bismarck, and that's Austin Dunlap. A minute 45 in, still a 2-0 score. Bismarck leads. Bounce pass to the left side. That's Martinez, can't hit it. And it goes off of Fredericktown and out of bounds. It'll stay Bismarck ball. Inbound goes to Carson Strickland. He's fouled. It's going against the Fredericktown Blackcats. That's Blake Terry Brakefield, his first. And Talon Goodman will inbound right of the lane. Inbound. Bounced to Strickland. He finds Martinez, and he puts it off window and in with the floater. 4-0 is the score. 5-seed Bismarck leads 4-seed Fredericktown. 2 minutes and 15 seconds into this quarter. High pass through the hands of Blake Terry Brakefield and out of bounds. Another Fredericktown turnover. That's two. Micah Reitzel, first game as the head coach of the Blackcats on the boys' side. And here's Strickland in the backcourt. Gets it to Goodman. Goodman across the timeline. For McLean, into the left wing for Dunlap. Down low, shot wouldn't go. He's fouled. Dunlap will go to the line to shoot two as they line him up. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. The foul is the first on Andrew Robbins. First free throw good for Dunlap. He's got three in the game. And the second free throw on its way. That'll fall off the side. Blake Terry Brakefield skies for the rebound, and he'll cross the timeline as Fredericktown sets up the offense to Catchings. Bounce pass to Terry Brakefield. He takes it left wing. Spot up three from the wing. Around and in. And that gets Fredericktown on the board. 5-3, they trail. Out of the backcourt. Ooh, that was nearly a backcourt violation. Bismarck to the right side. They get it to Dunlap. Now to Martinez to the left wing. They find Strickland. Strickland now to Goodman. Flips it back into the logo. for Dunlap. Dunlap to the right side for Goodman. Lobbed it to the elbow for Martinez. Spin move jumper and just inside the arc wouldn't, or the foul line wouldn't go. McLean has the rebound. Back out on perimeter. Dunlap again. That's short. And it's break Terry Brakefield with the board. He takes it out of the backcourt to Darion Catchings. Back to Blake Terry Brakefield in the left corner. Spot up three again for Terry Brakefield. Splash. And Fredericktown leads 6-5. 4:20 left in the first. And the backcourt, full court pressure. They get across the timeline. Here's August Martinez. Martinez, bounce pass to the left side. Strickland down low to McLean. Off the window and in. McLean with the runner. And out of the backcourt, Fredericktown. Down by one. Blake Terry Brakefield splits a pair of defenders. Straight on. Got it to Slinkard. Now to the left side. Wing three. Johnson goes. Fredericktown, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc to start this one. And it's 9-7. Pass up top to Micah McLean. Lobs it down low. That was intended for August Martinez, but it's deflected and taken away. Both teams with two turnovers. Darion Catchings out of the backcourt. Bounce pass to Slinkard at the right wing. Head of the arc, Slinkard pull up three. Rattles off. Offensive rebound. That's Robbins. Put back good in the foul. Foul is called against Austin Dunlap. His first. Team's first. And it'll be an and one for Andrew Robbins, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First free throw on its way on the and one. No good. Rebound deflected. It's offensive. That's Michael Johnson. And he steps out of bounds and turns it over. 11-7, Fredericktown leads. 3:18 left. Talon Goodman inbounds. Gets it back. Lobs it to Strickland across the timeline. That was McLean. Down low to Martinez. Fadeaway jumper from 8. Wouldn't go, and he's fouled. Martinez will go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. Foul on Fredericktown will be their third. And it's on Cullen Ritchie into the game for Fredericktown. He commits the foul. First free throw for Martinez to round it out. Second free throw on its way. That wouldn't go either. Offensive rebound for Goodman. Back out. Tried to go to Martinez. It was stolen. Both teams now with 3 turnovers. Across the timeline, David Slinkard. He'll cut back to the right side. Try to work around Dunlap. Between the legs, or between the behind the back dribble, I should say, excuse me. Got it to Strickland. Then out to the right side. 3 ball wouldn't go for Johnson. And the rebound grabbed by Strickland. Talon Goodman across the timeline to the right side. Elbow jumper, Austin Dunlap wouldn't go. Blake Terry Brakefield skies for that one. Blake Terry Brakefield coast to coast and lays it off window and in. 15-7, 2:28 to go. Beg your pardon, 13-7. In the backcourt, Goodman. Outlet goes to Dunlap. Gets around a defender, fadeaway shot wouldn't go, and he's fouled. He's going to shoot 2 free throws, and the foul on Fredericktown is the team's 4th. The foul is on Cullen Ritchie, his 2nd. First free throw, good. For Austin Dunlap, he's 2 for 3 tonight with attempt number 4 on its way. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lexington and Festus. That falls off the front. Blake Terry Brakefield with another rebound. That's already 4. He's got 8 points and 4 rebounds in this first quarter. On the right side, 3 from the wing. Slinkard wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away and out of bounds off of Arcadia, off of Bismarck. It'll stay Fredericktown ball. Inbound goes to the right side for Cureton. Straight on 3, he got it. Mason Cureton. on the right side. Bismarck down 15-8. Pass nearly stolen. August Martinez went to get it, and he'll give it away. David Slinkard, left wing three. That wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Strickland. We get a whistle and a timeout called by Brett Hale. We'll take the break as well. It's a 15-8 game, a minute 43 left in the first. You're listening to High School Basketball, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament quarterfinal on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
If you are ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials, too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley.
Timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and DeLoge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Blake Terry Brakefield will force the turnover and lay it in. Blake Terry Brakefield has 10 and the steal to go with it. A minute 20 left before a quarter break. Lay it at the other end. Wouldn't fall for Dunlap. Rebound for Martinez. We get a whistle and a foul. And the foul is on the floor. Called against Fredericktown, but it'll be Dunlap going to the line to shoot free throws as Fredericktown has put Bismarck in the bonus. This should be bonus free throws. And there's the buzzer. That should be bonus free throws. And Bismarck will be shooting. It'll be Austin Dunlap to shoot two free throws. He wears jersey number 11 for Bismarck. And they're still not going to let him shoot the free throws. This is the third year where it's been five fouls for a bonus. Officials are still getting it incorrect. We saw that last night and again here tonight. So Austin Dunlap will shoot two free throws. They're brought to you by Complete Vision Care with a minute 16 left in the quarter. First free throw, good. He's got 4 points in the game. Make it five with that make. Has missed the second try on each trip. Next one on the way. Rattles off. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Robbins. On the right side for David Slinkard across the timeline. Mason Curtin to the right wing again for Slinker. Back out on perimeter. Got it to McMinn. We get a whistle and a foul call. Blocking foul charge to Austin Dunlap. That'll be his second. And the inbound to the right side of the lane. McMinn throws it to Slinker. Hand off for Curtin. Back up top. That's Catchings to the left corner. Catch and shoot three from McMinn. Got it. Ryder McMinn with his first make. And it's 20-9 with 45 seconds left in the quarter. Austin Dunlap across the timeline. He'll take it down low. Got it to Martinez. Misses the layup. Catchings has the rebound. At the other end, that's Curtin. Good on the layup and draws the foul. Foul is on Carson Strickland, his first. The end one try from Curtin. No good. Offensive rebound. Putback will go for Robbins. 24-9 with 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Talon Goodman in the backcourt. Picked up the dribble. Swings it over the head of Strickland and out of bounds. It's a Bismarck turnover. Timeout. Fredericktown with 18.6 left. We'll keep this one here. And a full stoppage as the Bismarck Indians led early in this one, 4-0, and Fredericton has stormed back. They're up 24-9 late in quarter number one. I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors as we broadcast from the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Rebecca McClanahan in Ironton, Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply in Farmington, Brad Wooten Auto Body at Ironton under new ownership, and West County School District, as well as Checo's Mexican Restaurant here in Ironton, Arcadia Valley Schools, the Iron Mule, American Family Collision and Restoration in Potosi, and Riley's on the Square here in Ironton. The Fredericktown Blackcats lead Bismarck 24-9. A timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. By the way, we didn't get that ad read for the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress play of the game from the first game. Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, couches, dining tables, bedroom furniture, and more. Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where they turn your house into a home. And it'll be Fredericktown ball out of their timeout. Inbound of the backcourt, Catchings is tripped up, and that's an easy foul call against Austin Dunlap. That'll quickly be his third. And that is the fourth on Bismarck with 15.8 left here in the quarter. Inbound goes to the top of the arc for Catchings. He'll work down low. Runner from just inside the foul line doesn't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Dunlap. After the miss from Catchings, Dunlap at the backcourt crosses the timeline. 4 seconds left. Dunlap doesn't know how much time's left. 2 seconds, way out three. It might have been deflected. Rebound grabbed by Robbins after the miss from Dunlap. And we've played a quarter. It's 24-9, Fredericktown. Next quarter coming up, it'll be quarter number two. You're listening to the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on AM 1240 KFMO.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
Couple of misses from perimeter for the Fredericktown Blackcats as we start quarter number two. And now Bismarck has their first try offensively, 24-9. Cats leading Indians as we start the second quarter. That quarter break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Right wing three, Talon Goodman, short rebound grabbed by Slinkard, his first. And he will slowly work it up the floor here for Fredericktown. Out of Blake Terry Brakefield. And the logo. Bounce pass to Darion Catchings. Into the corner, they go to Michael Johnson. Back to Catchings at the wing. Top of the arc for Slinkard. Lob to the foul line for Terry Brakefield. To the right side, pass was intercepted by Dunlap as he forces a turnover. Dunlap across the timeline to Goodman. Down low, posting up McLean. He'll lob it over a defender off window and out. Rebound grabbed by Robbins, his fifth. Blake Terry Brakefield across the timeline. 6.5 to go. Catchings. Back to Blake Terry Brakefield. Sets up a new offensive play. Bounce pass up top for Slinkard. Slinkard back to Catchings. Left side. He'll work it to the baseline. Deep two. Got it. About 5 feet inside the arc. Catchings has his first make. Up top. That's Martinez. Foul line jumper wouldn't go. And There's the fifth rebound for Blake Terry Brakefield. Out three. Slinker corner wouldn't go too strong. Out of bounds off of Bismarck. Slinker 0 for 6 from the land of plenty. Ashby Butry checks in for Bismarck, 5'5 freshman. And we get a whistle and a foul on Fredericktown off the ball. An illegal screen. And it's called against that is Darian Catchings, his first. On the right side, that's Strickland. He gets it back to Martinez. Now Butry will throw it away, and that's turnover number 8 for the Indians. Out of the backcourt, Blake Terry Brakefield got it to Catchings. Off window, can't hit. Rebound deflected away, and coming again, that one, it'll be Johnson. Down low for Robbins, posting up, spin around the defender, and put it off window and in. Robbins has 6. 28-9, 5:20 to go in the second. Fredericktown leads. Lob pass goes to Butry. Forced out of bounds by Catchings. He puts it off Catchings and out of play. Carson Strickland will inbound on the left side. .5:14 left in the quarter, 28-9, Fredericktown. Inbound goes to Dunlap, head of the arc to the right wing, got it to Goodman. Down low, they find McLean, trying to work on the defender, Robbins. Can't do it, sends it back out. Now it's Strickland, left wing. Strickland up against Catchings. Dunlap, 3, beg your pardon, yeah, Dunlap wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Blake Terry Brakefield. That's another one. To the right side, Edmund. Check that. It's Kreitz. Gets it back to Blake Terry Brakefield. Back out on perimeter. Catchings. Left corner 3. Got it. Catchings with 5, and it's 31-9. Fredericktown. 4 seed leading 5 seed. Across the timeline. Dunlap to the right side. Goodman. Back to Dunlap. Back to Goodman. They play catch now at the right wing. Interior pass to McLean. I beg your pardon, that was Martinez. Now it's Dunlap again. Up top to Goodman. Back to Dunlap. He stepped on the sideline and turns it over. 9 turnovers for Bismarck. 4:15 left in the second. 31-9, Fredericktown. And Blake Terry Brakefield across the timeline. Got it to Catchings at the left wing. Blake Terry Brakefield in the logo to the right side. For Kreitz, back to Terry Brakefield. Right-handed dribble, switches over, swing pass to the elbow. That was Johnson, back out, catching, so he'll work through the lane. Fadeaway jumper wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Robbins, put back, no good. Tried to get it again, Martinez did, but lost it out of bounds and gives it right back. And Blake Terry Brakefield will inbound right of the lane. Inbound goes to Catchings. Now to Kreitz. To the left side, Blake Terry Brakefield. Jab step. Switch of the dribble. Up top. That's Johnson straight on 3. Got it. Nothing but net. Michael Johnson with 6. And across the timeline. Goodman gets it to Dunlap. Head of the arc to the foul line. Jumper from there with a man in his face. That wouldn't go. Blake Terry Brakefield knocked the rebound away from Darion Catchings. And out of bounds. It'll stay Bismarck ball. Goodman will inbound. 3.5 to go here in quarter number 2. Goodman inbounds, knocked away and out of bounds. Inbound goes up top. Austin Dunlap back to the corner for Goodman, and it's taken away by Ryder McMinn. Out of the backcourt. That's Cooper Kreitz with the lay-in. 36-9. At the other end, Dunlap wants him back. Can't hit that. The rebound deflected away to Cureton. Outlet pass deflected away and out of bounds. It'll stay Fredericktown ball. 3:07 to go in the first half, 36-9. Cureton inbounds right of the lane and gets it to Ryder McMinn. McMinn up top to David Slinkard. Slinkard to the right side. Back to Cureton. Back up top Slinkard. Now to the left wing. Stepping into a three, Cooper Kreitz. That's short. Rebound grabbed by McMinn after the miss. Back out on perimeter. Cureton again. Beg your pardon, that was Kreitz. It wouldn't go. And the rebound is taken that time by Austin Dunlap. And he works it up the floor. 2:43 left before halftime. Goodman on the right side. To the foul line for Martinez. Spin move. Jumper at the elbow. Got it. Martinez with four. 36-11. And at the other end, reverse layup goes for Cureton. Seven off the bench for Mason Cureton. 38-11. And he comes back and takes the ball away. Forces the 12th Bismarck turnover. Now to Kreitz. Layup good. 40-11 with 2 minutes to go before halftime. Across the timeline, it's Goodman. Inside Martinez, spin around jumper rolls in. Six for Martinez. 1:50 left in the first half. To the right wing. Down low, McMinn back out on perimeter. That was Kreitz, now to Cureton. They find Slinkard, and he'll cut to the basket and lay it in. His first make, 42-13, 90 seconds left in the half. Right side three, Austin Dunlap wouldn't go. Rebound deflected and grabbed by McMinn. Up the floor. Slinkard out to Kreitz and the logo. Back to Slinkard, left wing three. Slinkard, that wouldn't go, and the rebound for Goodman. Across the timeline, Talon Goodman to the right corner. Dunlap fakes one, dribble drive in, runner from six, that doesn't go. Rebound grabbed by McMinn again. Across the timeline, Bismarck out on perimeter. Left wing three, Ryder McMinn rattles off, and it goes off the top bar holding up the backboard, and so it's out of bounds. 55 left in of the quarter, 42-13. Fredericktown leads. Slowly out of the backcourt, Austin Dunlap. Now to Talon Goodman. Goodman back to Dunlap. Back to Goodman on the near side. Stolen away by Fredericktown. Down low pass goes to Cureton, and he'll lay it off window and in. Nine for Cureton off the bench. 44-13, 33 seconds left. Down low play goes to Martinez. Gets around the defender, puts it off window and in. Eight for Martinez, all from inside the arc. An NBA shot clock left in the first half. And across the timeline, it's Blake Terry Brakefield back into the game. Blake Terry Brakefield to the right side. That was Slinkard. They get it to Richie, then back out on perimeter. Left wing three, Cureton, no good. Richie has the offensive rebound, put back try. He's fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot free throws. The foul is on August Martinez, his first. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. First one good. First point for Richie. Second one on its way. That rattles off the side, and it's rebounded by McLean, and we get a whistle and a foul call with 5.9 left, and this one's called against Fredericktown, I believe. And it's Blake Terry Brakefield committing his second. Goodman inbounds, Dunlap across the timeline, 4 seconds left, splits a couple of defenders, bounce pass, stole it away at the half-court line, and dribbling out the clock is Ryder McMinn. That takes us to break. A 45-15 lead. 30 points for Fredericktown. They're up. You're listening to high school basketball, the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
The annual AB Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At halftime, the lead for the Fredericktown Black Cats is 45-15. They scored 24 in the first, 21 in the second. Bismarck had 9 in the first and just 6 in quarter number 2. Time for the stats brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln as we start it with the Fredericktown Black Cats. Leading scorer, Blake Terry Brakefield, 10.6 rebounds. Mason Curtin has 9 points. And it's 5 from Darion Ketchings. 6 each from Michael Johnson and Andrew Robbins, 4 from Cooper Kreitz, 3 from Ryder McMinn, 2 from David Slinkard, 1 from Colin Ritchie. For the Bismarck Indians, it's 8 from August Martinez, 5 from Austin Dunlap, 2 from Micah McLean. Shooting from the field, Fredericktown 19 of 40, Bismarck 6 of 21 from the land of plenty. The Black Cats are 7 of 22, Bismarck 0 for 5 from the foul line. The Cats are 1 of 4, Bismarck 3 of 8. Rebounds favoring Fredericktown, 23-13. Turnovers 14 for the Indians, 5 for the Black Cats. Scoring from the bench favors Fredericktown, 17-0. Stats brought to you by Sansons and Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost-to-you-forever warranty. Go online to SansonFord.com or call 573-431-3177. Back with more after this on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Check of the in-town scoreboard, courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door. And at last check, they were entering the fourth quarter. Mineral Area leads Wabash Valley 65-41. As Mariah Dallas has 12 points, she's back in. She left the last broadcast that we had for Mineral Area College early in the second half. Looked like she might have tweaked her ankle, but good to see her back in. Marceline Claremont leads the way with 13 points for Mac. Again, they're up on Wabash Valley, 65-41. You can catch the end of that one on KFMO Sports Plus, online at KFMOsports.com. Out-of-town scoreboard, courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive, just north of Farmington. The ideal choice, they install garage doors, awnings, and patio covers, windows, fencing, and more. For a full list of services, visit Mineral Area Door. .com. That'll wrap things up here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Fredericktown leads Bismarck 45-15 on KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24-7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Oh, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30 plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com. Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
Blake Terry Brakefield missed from the land of plenty on the near end to start the third quarter. Then at the other end, grabs a rebound, but is called on the foul, so don't count the rebound. That'll be the set of the third on Blake Terry Brakefield after the miss from, or rather, that's the fourth on Blake Terry Brakefield. Well, he is four rebounds away from a double-double. And he's going to have to come out of the game. And the inbound, Dunlap corner three. That's too strong. Rebound grab by Fredericktown, and that's Mason Cureton. Cureton out of the backcourt with the pace to the right corner three from Johnson. Too strong, and there's Talon Goodman for the board. And up the floor, it's Goodman and Bismarck. Flips it down low for Martinez. Waits at a defender. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away and out of bounds off of Fredericktown. It'll be Bismarck ball. Inbound out of bounds. Knocked away again by Fredericktown. That's Darion Catchings. Score is 45-15. 30-point lead for the Black Cats. 45 seconds into the third quarter. Talon Goodman inbounds to Strickland. Strickland to the right side. And Dunlap, we get a whistle and a foul called against Fredericktown. They call it against Andrew Robbins. His second. Two Fredericktown fouls within the first minute of action here in the third. Goodman inbounds and gets it back down low. Try to go through the lane to Bismarck, and it goes off of McLean and out of bounds, and a turnover. 15 turnovers for the Indians, and Fredericktown takes over. On the right side, that's Cureton up top now to Slinkard. Slinkard to the left wing, bounce pass to the elbow for Johnson. Nearly gave it away, Johnson deflects it, it's still loose, and coming to get it. That's Cureton to the right side for Catchings. Dribble drive of the baseline. Spin move. Runner short. Rebound deflected. And Slinkard's going to get it. Slinkard in. Off window. No good. And Martinez picks up his third rebound. Out of the backcourt. Talon Goodman. Down low to Martinez. Martinez backing towards the basket. Can't hit the shot. McLean with the offensive rebound and the miss. Dunlap is there for the offensive board and the putback. On the right side, it's Fredericktown. That's Catchings, right wing. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. To the left side for Cureton. Down low pass goes to Robbins through the lane, and a foul is whistled. This one against Bismarck. It's August Martinez. His second. And throwing it in, Mason Cureton. Left of the lane. Lob down low. Goes to Andrew Robbins. Can't hit on the first try, but got his own rebound and the putback. Robbins now with 8 points and 7 rebounds. On the right side, it's Strickland into the wing for Dunlap. Down low to Martinez, and we get a foul called against Andrew Robbins, his third. Colin Ritchie to the table to check in, and it looks like Robbins is coming out. Inbound pass, knocked away by Bismarck and out of bounds. It'll be now Fredericktown ball on the turnover. As they try to get that one into Micah McLean, and he couldn't hang on. Timeout Fredericktown, a full stoppage. We'll take the break. 47-17, they're up by 30. 5:33 to go in the third on KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
Third quarter, 5:33 left, 47-17. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Across the timeline, it's David Slinkard to the left side. He gets it to Mason Curitan. Back to Slinkard, right wing three, rattles out. Rebound grabbed by Martinez, and Colin Ritchie pushes him. That'll be a foul on Ritchie, his third. And the fourth on Fredericktown. And player to the table, Bladen Boswell checks in. And on the right side, it's Bismarck. Down low to Martinez. Misses the layup, and the rebound is grabbed by Boswell. Out of the backcourt, that's Catchings. One on three, misses the runner. McLean is there for the rebound. Beg your pardon, that was Talon Goodman with his fourth. At the other end, Dunlap can't hit the shot, and he's fouled by Slinkard. With 4:54 to go, that foul puts Bismarck in the bonus. Dunlap to shoot free throws. That one's no good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Second one on the way. No good either. And Catchings comes away with the rebound. Catchings across the timeline. To the left side into the corner. Through a screen set by Boswell. Now to the right side, Slinkard up top. That's Johnson. Johnson gets it to Curitan. Curitan into the logo for Slinkard. Slinkard now to the right side. And it's Catchings to the corner. Johnson for three. Got it. Nine for Michael Johnson. It's 50-17. 4:20 to go. Across the timeline. Dunlap down low for Martinez. Through the lane. Off window. But the foul is called first, so don't count the shot. And this foul is called against Bladen Boswell, his first. And it'll be two free throws for August Martinez, where he's 0 for 2 at the Complete Vision Care foul line. First free throw good for Martinez. He's got 9 in the game. That leads the Indian scorers. Second free throw on its way. That's good. 10 for August Martinez. 50-19. 4:11 left. Bounce pass. That was Catchings. Now it's Slinkard. 12-footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Dunlap. And Dunlap up the floor. 3:55 left in the third. To the left wing. That's Goodman. Back up top. Dunlap back to Goodman. Lobbed it down low to Curitan, and he's pushed from behind. That's Boswell, his second. And so McLean will head to the line to shoot two bonus free throws. Dalton Kane and Ryder McMinn will check in for the Black Cats in a 31-point game. First free throw good. McLean with his third point. Second free throw on its way. That rattles off, and the rebound's grabbed by Dalton Kane on the miss from Micah McLean. Out of the backcourt, Mason Cureton crosses over. Takes a man off the dribble. Misses the layup. Rebound tapped loose and grabbed by McMinn. McMinn up top to Ketchings. Head fake back out. McMinn left wing three. Got it. Six for Ryder McMinn. A make from the land of plenty for in either half. And out of the backcourt, it's Austin Dunlap down 33. Pass over the head of McLean and out of bounds. Fredericktown ball, 53-20. Wiping up some perspiration on the floor. Before the inbound. And throwing it in, Ryder McMahon, he'll toss it, or bounce it, I should say, to David Slinker. 3:15 left in the third quarter. Slinker out of the backcourt, gets it to Cureton. Now to Ketchings at the foul line. Jumper off window wouldn't go. Rebound knocked away and out of bounds off of Bismarck. Coming into the game, Rowan Ryder for the Indians. Inbound goes to Slinkert up top, Cureton. Cureton, a crossover dribble to the near side into the corner. That's Slinkert for three. That's short. Rebound Martinez. His fifth, and a foul is called on Fredericktown, or do we have a timeout? Yep, foul on Fredericktown. It's on Dalton Kane, his first. And it'll be August Martinez to shoot free throws at the far line. Brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Martinez 2 for 4. Making 3 of 5 with attempt number 6 coming up. He's got 11 points. That leads all scorers in the game. David Slinkard coming out. Next free throw. In. 12 for August Martinez. It's 53-22, 2:50 left in the third. Out of the backcourt, that's Cureton to the right side. And Ketchings. And a Cooper Kreitz for Kane. Back to Kreitz, right wing three, got it. Cooper Kreitz with 7 in the game. Talon Goodman to the left wing, down low to the elbow. Got it to Martinez, and he's fouled on the shooting try. First one, no good. Or, for beg your pardon, the shot attempt, no good. And Martinez will go to the line to shoot two more. The foul is on Cooper Kreitz, his first. First free throw, no good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Martinez can't hit either of them, and the rebound is grabbed by McMinn, his fifth. Out of the backcourt, Fredericktown, that's Ketchings. Got it to Kreitz, back to Ketchings. He'll work at baseline. Lobs it up top. Back to Kreitz, now to the left wing for Cureton. Now to the right wing, again, that's Ketchings. He'll work at baseline. 5-footer, got it. Ketchings has 7 in the game. And Talon Goodman up the floor. To the right side, now they find Rowan Ryder. Trapped in the corner, overhead toss. Somehow got that to Goodman. To the foul line, Martinez. To the cup with the lay-in, got it. 14 for Martinez, 58-24. The score, Fredericktown leads, a minute 40 left. On the right side, that's Ketchings. To the foul line for Kreitz, down low, off window in the lay-in for Kane. His first make. And that leaves Bladen Boswell as the lone Black Cat not to score in this game, and we get a foul at the other end, and I think this one's going against Dalton Kane. And it is the fourth on Kane. I beg your pardon, the second on Kane. And Bladen Boswell will come back in. 2 free throws for Micah McLean. First free throw is good. 4 in the game now for McLean, and He will get another one. A minute 26 left in the third. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. That'll rattle out. Boswell skies for the rebound. He gets it to Ketchings. Outlet to Slinkard. Nearly lost it. Boswell is there. Back out on perimeter. To the right side. McMahon, corner three. Got it. Nine for McMahon. Austin Dunlap out of the backcourt. Picked up the dribble. Zone defense from Fredericktown. To the right side. They get it to Ryder. He'll work it down low. Get it back to Dunlap, who nearly gives it away. Dunlap facing two defenders. Ooh, Micah Reitzel wanted a foul call. Didn't get it. It's lobbed out of bounds. Deflected by Fredericktown. Reitzel had a Fredericktown defender tripped up. And the call was missed, and he's still arguing with the official. Inbound goes to Dunlap. To the right side, back to Goodman. Goodman into the corner. Lob to McLean. McLean one on two, sends it back up top for Martinez. Deflects it and gets it to Strickland. 45 seconds left in the third. Strickland lost it, then it's out of bounds off of Fredericktown last. And, oh, but they call a foul before it goes out on the Cats. Ryder McMahon, his first, and it'll be free throws for Carson Strickland. I didn't see it that way, but I'm on the far side of the court. First free throw for Strickland, good. That's his first point. Bismarck has committed just six fouls this game. Second one would not go. Fredericktown has put Bismarck in the bonus in this quarter, and they've been in the bonus since the halfway point. On the left side, that three wouldn't go from Ryder McMahon. The rebound knocked away, and Strickland has it. Out of the backcourt, Dunlap. 23 seconds left in the quarter. Reverse layup. No good. Martinez deflects the rebound to Goodman, his fifth. That one wouldn't go. Dunlap is there. Put back try. No good. He's fouled by Boswell. And Dunlap has two free throws at the line to the opposite side of the court from us. First one good. 6 points in the game. Beg your pardon, 8 points in the game for Dunlap. Next one on the way. Rolls in. Nine for Dunlap. 63-28, 12 seconds left. Ketchings on the right side, flips it back to Slinkard. Reverse layup try wouldn't go. Rebound for Martinez. Dunlap out of the backcourt. Lobs it. Nearly picked off, and it goes out of bounds, and that ends the quarter. 63-28. The lead for Fredericktown. We head to the fourth. It'll be a running clock when we start it on KFMO.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lovers Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
Out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. We start quarter number four, running clock. 63-28, Fredericktown leads. Four-seed Black Cats over five-seed Indians. Winner plays South Iron tomorrow at 6:30 on KFMO. Blake Terry Brakefield swings it inside for Andrew Robbins. Had it, lost it, stole it away. Fredericktown turns it over. Down low play, players dive for it. McMahon with the steal. He gets it to the backcourt to Catchings. Outlet goes to Robbins. One-on-one, Robbins off window and in. 10 for Andrew Robbins, and he has 7 rebounds to lead the way. On the right side, it's Dunlap. To the right wing, Strickland. Back to Dunlap. Dunlap to the foul line. Martinez, jumper from there, wouldn't go. Rebound, Blake Terry Brakefield. That's his 7th. Up the floor to the right side. Slinkard steps into a 3. Got it. 5 in the game for Slinkard. Only took him 10 tries to get the 3, but he got it. On the left side, Talon Goodman. Down low to McLean. McLean 1-on-2 to the cup with the layup. Wouldn't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Fredericktown. Coming into the contest for Bismarck, Rowan Ryder. Andrew Robbins limping in the backcourt, gives a thumbs up to his bench. Inbound to Goodman. Turnaround jumper, wouldn't go. Slinkard comes in for that rebound. Slinkard, coast to coast, runner short, got his own rebound. Working underneath, sends it to Catchings. To the right side, 3, Johnson, it'll fall. 12 for Michael Johnson. And the logo, and they get it to Dunlap, but he's fouled. This one's on David Slinkard, his 2nd. Inbounding. Ryder McMahon, I beg your pardon, it is Bismarck ball. Carson Strickland, McMahon went to throw it in, but they said, nope, not your ball. Dunlap for 3 from the right corner, that wouldn't go. Rebound still loose on the floor, picked up by Ritchie. 5 minutes left in regulation, 71-28. Slinkard 3 doesn't go. Martinez has another rebound. Across the timeline, Dunlap, bounce pass into the corner for Ryder. Ryder back to Dunlap on the right side. Dribble drive at the baseline. 12-footer. That rolls over the cylinder. And McMahon picks up his 8th rebound. Outlet goes to Catchings. Lay in. Good. 9 in the game for Catchings. Out of the backcourt, Austin Dunlap. 73-28. Pass interior. Martinez around the defender. Can't hit the layup. And Ritchie has his 3rd rebound. Outlet, Slinkard, down low, Catchings, off window and in. Timeout. Fredericktown, a 30-second stoppage. We'll take the break. You're listening to the AV Tournament quarterfinal. Fredericktown leads Bismarck 75-28 on KFMO.
The annual AV Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Benton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living supplied by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
Out of the timeout, Bismarck turns the ball over. 3:50 left in the 4th. 75-28 Cats. David Slinkard. Beg your pardon, that's Mason Curitan. Throws it into Blake Terry Brakefield. 2 rebounds shy of a double-double. On the right side at the wing, that was Kreitz into the corner for McMahon. Back to Kreitz. Now it's Blake Terry Brakefield. Into the left corner. Catch and shoot 3. Ryder McMahon. That was blocked, but he got his own rebound. Back out on perimeter. Blake Terry Brakefield on the near side. Dribble drive in. Lost it. Lobs it to McMahon in the left wing. Back up top. That's Kreitz to the right side. Slinkard. Beg your pardon. Curitan 3. That'll fall. 12 for Mason Curitan off the bench. Austin Dunlap out of the backcourt in a 50-point game. To the right side and Ryder to the cup. Can't hit. McMahon with another rebound. At the other end, that is Curitan with another lay-in. He's got 14 and a timeout for substitutions. We're going to keep this one rolling. They're not going to take the break. Subs come in. 2:53 left on the clock. Braden McMinn comes out. That likely is game with 2:53 left. One rebound shy of a double-double. Slowly out of the backcourt. Austin Dunlap, 2:45 left in regulation. Faking a three from the corner. That was Ryder. They get it back to Dunlap. Elbow jumper wouldn't go, and Ryder McMinn comes away with that rebound. At the other end, the lay-in for Boswell falls off. And Curitan with the putback. On the right side, Dunlap through a couple of defenders. Down low to Martinez. Jumper no good. He's fouled. Martinez going to the line to shoot two more. 2:10 left. The foul is on McMinn, his second. And August Martinez will shoot two. First one good. He's got 15. A minute 45 left. Second for Martinez. That'll rattle in as well. 16 for Martinez, 82-30, 90 seconds left in regulation. Fredericktown will advance to the next round and face South Iron tomorrow at 6:30. Down low for Boswell. Can't hit the shot. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. A minute 15 left. Ryder out of the backcourt for Bismarck. Throws it away. That's a turnover. That's 20 for Bismarck. 60 seconds left in regulation. Curitan steps over the timeline. Takes it inside. Up and underneath move. Can't hit the layup. Rebound deflected. It goes to Ryder. At the other end, it goes out of bounds off of Fredericktown. 45 seconds left. After this game, we hand out pizza, courtesy of Little Caesars, with the player of the game. And Tatum Duncan inbounds for Rowan Ryder. Pass deflected away. Curitan with the steal. Curitan to the cup and lays it in. 25 seconds across the timeline. Butry, gets away with the carry, but they're not going to call that one with 15 seconds left. Ryder, straight on three, off the iron. Rebound grabbed by Kane. Kane has to get across the timeline before the 10 count. He will be fouled, and that'll do it. Final score in this one, 84-30. Bismarck scores just two in the fourth. Fredericktown 21. And we head to the postgame show. And we've set the field for the semifinals. Fredericktown plays South Iron at 6:30 tomorrow. And at 8, it's West County and Arcadia Valley. We'll be back with more after this on the Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show on KFMO.